Proverbs 14:31 says, "He that oppresseth the poor reproacheth his maker, but he that honoreth him hath mercy on the poor." Our treatment of those less fortunate as ourselves is a choice to either reproach or honor our maker. And that seems like a pretty clear-cut choice. But the fact is, few get it right these days. To start with, you'll note that this isn't about government policies or politics. The fact is, the ability of churches, Christian organizations, and individual Christians, or what we will call Christian charity, to demonstrate mercy on the poor has been all but destroyed by socialist government policies. Before the 1960s, and Lyndon B. Johnson's welfare state was established under what he called the War on Poverty, Christian charity played a major role in dealing with the poor in the United States. And such ministries to the poor required something on the part of that poor person. The poor had to stop abusing alcohol and drugs. The able-bodied poor had to be willing to work. Poor women were not rewarded for having more out-of-wedlock children, and so forth. But with government intervention, all of that changed. And although the laws are not blatantly written or purposely designed to do so, the reality is that this secular government-funded version of charity to the poor now provides free needles and actually funds alcohol and drug abuse purchases by the poor. It requires little, if anything, in the way of work or self-improvement of the poor. And this welfare state rewards unmarried women for each additional out-of-wedlock child they birth, and so forth. And millions of professing Christians vote for and support this usurpation of charity to the poor by the government. Even in the face of the obvious failures of government charity under the name of welfare services, people keep voting for politicians who then keep funding this failed, destructive welfare state. Why? Because it's an easy fix, in quotes. If they vote for a politician and party that advertises how they take care of the poor, these people can feel good in their ignorance and feel that they are doing what Jesus would do, because it helps the poor. And it's all self-deception. God is reproached by this welfare state and its abuse of the poor. God is not honored by this system that rewards abuses and requires nothing of its victims. For example, God's Word says in 2 Thessalonians 3:10, "For even when we were with you, this we commanded you, that if any would not work, neither should he eat." Whole chapters like 1 Timothy 5 required families to care for its own when capable, and only then were churches to assist. But the welfare state removes the family and the church and simply throws money at the problem. The result? The poor never improve. There is no incentive for improvement. When someone does come out of this system, it's in spite of it, not because of it. And the fact is, the poor are damaged and even destroyed in the end. So what do? We have to try to help the poor in ways that will help them out of their situation. We need to urge the unsaved poor to repent and believe the gospel, putting God first in their lives so that they can then live by His word and climb out of their situation. We should never give cash to those who are given over to the sin of drunkenness or recreational drug use. We must think about what we're doing and, with much prayer, make sure that we are not enabling any sin that is contributing to their poverty. Help should not result in the poor being hurt or destroyed. And of course, when we see people who are living honest, hardworking lives, but fall on hard times, we should do everything possible to help them. Each situation is different, but when the economy collapses and unemployment skyrockets, it is a difficult time for the poor. But it's also an opportunity for God's people to shine the light of His love and present the gospel of Jesus Christ to a lost and dying world. You don't require someone to be saved in order to help them, but you should always present Jesus Christ as you help them. This is how we can then honor our Maker, by having mercy on the poor and doing so according to His word and for His glory and not for our own.